To close our show today, Studio 360 presents the story of creation, but not the one found in Genesis in the Bible. Members of the Church of Craft find spiritual satisfaction working with their hands. Its ordained minister poses this question: if God can be found in the details, why not look for him in crochet and embroidery? Producer Mallory Kasdan went to the Church of Craft.
Young people in their 20s and 30s, dressed in jeans, vintage sweaters, cute sneakers, and hip glasses, arrive at a funky cafe on the western fringes of downtown New York. They carry hand-knitted satchels and homemade craft boxes, from which they produce various works in progress: a pink and purple crocheted bikini, squash-colored hand-knit mittens on an elaborate rig, a button maker straight from a third grader's election for class president.
What I'm doing, it's a needlepoint of a flea circus. It's these, like, 19th century fleas.
They may not look it, really, but these folks are dressed for church.
So there are lots of people who feel craft challenged or craft curious, or who really are searching for some way to connect with themselves in a really simple way.
Callie Janoff is the co-founder of the Church of Craft and minister of its New York chapter.
You make this thing and you have this sense of accomplishment instantly. You know, like, suddenly there's a thing that exists in the world that wasn't there before, and you made it. You're responsible. You did that thing. And you can stand back and say, I have accomplished something today.
Church meetings are held in galleries, cafes, and hotel lobbies in New York, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. Sitting alone or in groups, attendees gather in their pews. In this case, low mismatched tables and worn leather armchairs, beading jewelry, cross-stitching, or sketching.
The other day we had somebody come in who had, like, all these little match boxes, and he was making a Ferris wheel out of matchsticks and was actually making the little seats out of the boxes and gluing all these things together. And it worked. It was the coolest thing I'd seen in so long. Sometimes people come and they don't have any stuff. They don't have any idea what they want to do. And they just come and see what other people have got. And then they sit down and they make, you know, like, glitter placards for, like, the reception counter. Or they carve little totems out of popsicle sticks, or just kind of whatever occurs to them.
Several years ago, Callie became an ordained minister through the Universal Life Church so that she could legally preside over the marriages of several friends. At the same time in San Francisco, Trissa Magista Taylor had been gathering with a small community of people who found craftmaking to be a meditative and spiritually fulfilling practice.
I think it really started happening after the dot-coms left. A lot of people were out of work. A lot of people didn't have any money anymore. And a lot of people were really disillusioned with capitalism in the sense of, you know, mass consumerism and trash making, you know, consume, throw away, you know, buy a new one. And a lot of people were getting back to making, they're knitting, they're crafting these gifts from the heart.
Callie and Tristy founded the Church of Craft because they shared a sense of mindfulness while in the throes of creativity. They wanted to serve others who felt the same.
And then you're going to bring this around just like you were before. Uh-huh.
But in this room, not everyone is thinking about spirituality. For many professional artists who come to craft, it's a real refuge. Johanna Burke makes her living creating installations and fashion displays for stores and galleries.
If you're doing it for a living, you're suddenly, you don't really have a chance to mess up. I really miss being able just to idly craft and, like, not care about the results and make something that looks dumb and really cute, you know, instead of always having to make something that looks, you know, intentionally dumb or cute. You know what I mean?
People will get from this what they need. And I've seen that in my own congregation. There's actually a married couple. He is very into the spiritual part. And we have long, you know, elaborate discussions about the divine, about God, and how it works in the act of making. And she just, you know, sits somewhere else and doesn't participate because it makes her uncomfortable. But, you know, not so uncomfortable that she can't be there. It's just she chooses not to work with that part of it. And that's perfect to me. I mean, that's how it should be. I don't want anyone to feel pushed into believing a certain way. I mean, there's no dogma in the Church of Craft at all. The only purpose, really, that we have is to gather and make together. And that's it. And if you want to go further, I am ready to go further. You know, and if you don't, then that's cool too.
For Studio 360, I'm Mallory Kasdan.
Jesus gonna be here. He's gonna be here soon. He's gonna cover us up with leaves and a blanket from the moon.